program for Tuesday, Thomas. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. This week we're considering this matter of divine prerogatives. A prerogative is an exclusive right or privilege or what have you of that nature. And divine prerogatives are certain areas and rights and privileges and powers that belong to God exclusively and not to man. And that's our subject this week. Today I invite your attention to the book of Acts, chapter 10, verses 25 and 26 to get our thoughts going. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying, "Stand up, I myself also am a man." Here we have the occasion of this man Cornelius, a Gentile who was seeking after the things of God, many things he didn't know, and his reaction was to fall down in deep respect and worship for Peter when he came in as God's representative. But Peter was quick to tell him to get up. "Stand up," he says, "I myself also am a man." I turn now to the book of Revelation, chapter 22. We know John the Revelator received all these great visions and revelations from Jesus Christ and from God. And in the last chapter of Revelation, chapter 22, verses 8 and 9, we read, "And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God." John had received great revelations, and he was in awe before God. I don't know whether he mistakenly worshipped this angel or what, but the angel was quick to tell him to get up. He says, "Don't you do that, because I'm just a servant. I'm a slave of God just like you are." He says, "Worship God." So the angel makes it plain that the worship of God is a divine prerogative. God is to be worshipped. I know the Lord Jesus, after he was baptized, was tempted of the devil there in the wilderness. And one of the temptations of the Lord in the fourth chapter of Luke, I want to notice verse 7 and 8 together here, was that Jesus worshipped the devil, and the devil would give him all these things, he said. "If thou wilt therefore worship me," he says, "all shall be thine." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." So I think that makes it very plain and emphatic about who is to be the object of our worship, the Lord God, and him only we are to worship, that we are to serve. Oh, just think about who God is, the eternal self-existent one. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, the Lord God, Jehovah Elohim, the covenant-making, the almighty, powerful one, the great I Am, as we read about him in Exodus chapter 3, as he spoke to Moses, "I am that I am." And Jesus, Emmanuel, said in John chapter 8, verses 56 through 59, as he spoke to the Jews, he said, "Before Abraham was, I am." So the great truth in Jesus, we see God, all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. God. God is to be the object of our worship. He only is the Creator. And no wonder we read in Exodus 20, where God says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me," the true God. Yes, Psalms 111, verse 9 says, "Holy and reverend is the name of God." Let's worship God. Let's call God reverend, not man. Let's not have undue respect for man. Yes, man is made in the image of God, but as a fellow human being, we are to respect one another in the image of God, but not worship one another. Yes, may we worship God. This is a divine prerogative which is not ours. Thank you for listening today.